And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, the weather looks to be highs in the 30s for the next several days. This is generally good news, but supplements might be needed for some calves around the region, right?
Yes, you know, we're still kind of either in the thick of calving or yet it's still going to hit that calving season. And colostrum is the number one thing to get calves off to a healthy start. And the best source is mama's milk. And if there's absolutely no colostrum available from the cow, you want to use a replacer and make sure it has immunoglobulins in it. If a calf has already received colostrum and they just need more of a supplement, then you use a supplement form of colostrum. Work with your veterinarian on other sources of colostrum to get those calves off to a healthy start.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll have a spring outlook when we come back.
It's some of the best Simmental cattle in the region. It's a Northwest Select Simmental Bull and Cattle Sale. It all goes down March 8th at 1 p.m. in the Montreal County Fair Building in Stanley. 90 lots of Simmental and Sim Angus bulls, registered heifers, and commercial heifers. Open heifers purchased in this sale qualify to show at the Northwest Select Junior Futurity. Follow us on Facebook at Northwest North Dakota Simmental Group. If you can't make the sale, catch it on DV Auction. It's a Northwest Select Simmental Sale, March 8th in Stanley.
Join us March 22nd at the Rugby Livestock Auction for the 21st annual Cranview Gelvey and Angus Genetic Progress Sale. Selling will be 45 Gelvey, Balancer, and Angus bulls, as well as over 30 replacement females and show prospects. Our lots feature genetics that include LRSF Grand Teton K50 and Woodhill Merit H224. Several of the females are champion show caliber prospects as well. We're also live on DV Auction starting at 1 p.m. Central. That's the Cranview Gelvey and Angus Genetic Progress Sale March 22nd. Don't miss it. Talking cattle into spring today with James Rogers. And James, it feels like spring out there as we're finally getting some warmer temperatures, but the calendar says it's still a few weeks out. What do you think the outlook has in store?
We've had a cold winter, but we haven't had a lot of snowfall. And then we had kind of a short rainfall second half of the year. We had a really good spring last year. So I think it is wise to be somewhat concerned going into spring. The models are still a little bit too far out to really get a good idea. But I would be a little bit on the caution side, maybe be prepared for maybe a little bit of a delay in turnout. We hope for the best, but we prepare for the worst.
All right. Good advice as always, James. Thanks for that. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Cranview Gelvey and Angus Sale, by the Northwest Select Simmental Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.